U.S. Senators Mark Begich and Washington's Maria Cantwell want the federal government to quickly look into the potential impacts of tsunami-generated debris. The Democrats held a press conference today in Seattle. They called for President Barack Obama to release National Science Foundation emergency research funds. That would help scientists hone in on what needs to be done to prepare for the debris. Begich says Alaska already has a problem with trash piling up on outer coast beaches.
The impacts of debris coming ashore, maybe from tsunami or otherwise, have enormous impact to our fishing industry, our recreational industry, our shipping, commercial industry, you name it, it will have an impact. So ensuring that we have the right resources, the right information, the right science is critical for us to plan and be prepared for whatever level the tsunami debris moves and comes close to our shores.
It's been a year since a devastating earthquake hit Japan, sending up to 100,000 tons of tsunami-generated debris into the Pacific Ocean. Oster buoys, damaged ships, and other junk have already been found from southeast Alaska's Prince of Wales Island to the Aleutians. Cantwell cited a derelict fishing boat spotted this week near northern British Columbia as an example of what's to come. The senators voiced their concerns in a letter to Obama. They also criticized a proposed 25% cut in the National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration's funding for shoreline cleanup.